I learned if you're going to win and grow in life, don't ever do it in your strength. Don't do it in history. Don't worry about the things that ain't right. Just speak. Like Charles Capps used to say, speak. Speak life.
Speak to your life.
And mean it.
Yes. And you know why? Because the word is alive.
It's alive.
You speak in life. The word is a living substance. We think it's dead, but it's a living substance.
And it walks around in us.
Yeah.
Right now. I think I told you guys.
This world was the word.
I had to park under a tree, and I kept saying, oh my goodness, my car is so dirty. I need to clean it. It's so dirty. It's been growing on it. Now, so I went out one day, and a little pine tree has started growing between the windshield and the, what do you call it, the hood of the car? Where that little dirt track is. A little pine tree. Yeah. So the Lord said, your words are powerful. You need to watch everything. I kept saying it. I did. I kept saying it. My car's so dirty. Things are growing on it.
You could use that topsoil in that thing right there playing flower.
So now I'm like, even in joking, I'm like, woo!
Come on now.
Now,
come on now. That's good, girl.
The Lord brought me back to the Ephesian prayers and the thoughts of Ephesians yesterday.
Yeah.
And
that's good, brother.
And this is Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace with God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Yes.
Having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. That word adoption, if you go back to the first five commandments, God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. The Lord always subdues things. He knew that one day you'd hear the word and respond. So this is how he predestined us unto the adoption. So if he see a person that has his potential, that will hear it, he makes sure you hear the word and you respond. It's not an accident that you heard the people you heard. They were raised up for you, just like you were raised up for others. Okay, continuing. To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Yes.
Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us
all wisdom,
the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which
Lord,
he himself purposed
himself. Ha-ya-ya.
Which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted. You trusted him. So now, after that, ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that, ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Amen.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Now watch this. And as I read this, consider the revelation of it that's been given. And we're doing this for a reason. He said, he ceased not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, or which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, this is the revelation that it takes to operate in authority. Whoa. Authority is being connected by your will to Jesus. Amen. And you will never have a problem ever with authority. What you say, go, when you're looking at it in the spirit of the word, according to this first chapter. You've been made righteous by him. As long as you're connected and focused on him, everything, when you speak, your words have his life. Your words have his authority. It's not about you, it's about him. What God came to do, you have authority to do. And when you see it that way, when you say Satan's got to go, he's got to go. He has no choice. No matter what he says, mothers, he don't want to go, he's got to go.
It's like a bomb, you know. The power is in it, but when it hits, it clears off everything.
Everything
so
is
clear. It'll clear off everything. So it's going to clear off
everything.
I want to read Romans 5. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means that we can now enjoy true, lasting peace. It actually says, let us have peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, has done for us. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous grace that has been given, that has given us a perfect relationship with God.
Now, Dale, you said flawless.
All right.
Flawless.
Okay, flawless. When we look at ourselves, how can we see so many? I mean,
because we're looking at a different mirror. We're looking in the mirror of what the world is saying, but God says, you look in a mirror first dimly, and the more word we have, the more clear that mirror becomes of who we really are.
Because we're looking on the outside, but God looking what? The mirror is on the inside.
Is the spirit of man.
Whoa, that's
so
good.
So don't mess with us.
We have to keep our focus on him.
Yes.
You know, in the first chapter, what you read, it showed where Jesus was seated. You know, he was, you know. But in the second verse, he said, he raised us up with him.
Yeah.
God! Woo! We're raised up with him in that seat. We're seated with him.
That's why.
So we're seated with him. We got that same authority he has.
That's why whenever God tells you to do something, you have to see it. You're an attachment of him by will. You yield your will to him. Now, this is what I was getting to, chapter 2. He said, for by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourself. We understand that it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, this is what we have to overcome, verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world past.
Whoa!
That's not true anymore.
No!
Jesus broke every yoke, gave us a new heart. Gave us a new spirit, new direction.
New peace, amen.
Verse 13. the revelation of these verses, consider this. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ.
The blood.
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between
us. Jesus!
This is where we have peace. There's no worldly definition of peace like the definition God gave me about peace. What I experienced when I yielded to him, when I first got saved, I felt his presence. And that's peace. That's fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Connected fellowship. The middle and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. He abolished that. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make him in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Mm. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having
Jesus.
Slain his enmity thereby. So now there's no more enmity. That we don't have to make our own fig leaves.
Right.
We don't have to
Come
make fig leaves.
Come on now.
Because we're not his enemy anymore.
We're, the glory's back. Now,
and dominion. And we'll take that authority over the enemy that tries to make us make our own fig leaves.
And now this is the problem with Revelation. Revelation has a problem. When you walk in the new light of God's word, here's the challenge. As you every time I obey the Lord, it solves a problem that I thought it would solve over time. But then I learned so many more things that I couldn't have learned unless I obeyed. I'm going to say that again. When I obey him, I'm like puzzled because my mind, you know, this is new to me. We don't really like we don't like things to be new to us because we're not an expert anymore. We're in kindergarten again. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Every time the Lord tells you to do something, you've never done it. This is why so many people have missed the visitation. They could have made that Rebecca choice. Rebecca had one chance. This was her only visitation. She was not going to get another chance, and she went to be Isaac's wife. So this can happen in our lives. If we miss a visitation, some visitations you can't get it over again.
Yes, sir.
So when God tells you to do something, if it's new to you, now you got to trust him. Now this is what trust is. The church has been taught how to have faith in God. People that have gotten better jobs, attained cars, gotten married, gotten better houses, you name it, they've done it. But their ability to use faith is limited by their will. If you can trust God, you will extend the training of faith into another realm.
Lengthen your ten stakes.
You see that?
I trust the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Well,
and you'll stop canceling out the visitations, key visitations. Hopefully, the Lord say the best for last. And you know, I miss visitations. I can tell you about as many failures probably as I can successes, because I was learning these things. And I ask questions. If I fail, I ask questions. Because I got to bow them. I said, Lord, I will obey you, whether I like it or not. And that's why I continued forward. That's how I found out if you obey him, things can be put in motion because you broke through something. Every blessing is not without a fight. If the Lord show you a person, hey, this is, that'll be a good spouse for you. All right? That relationship is not without a fight. If he gives you a ministry, a calling, an office, it's not without a fight. It's got its own challenges.
That's
it's
true.
Got its own problems.
That's true.
You just got to break through it.
I love how you cook up a steak and clean it in the noodles. So I can eat it.
Steak bites.
So I can eat it.
People break through for different reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember what got me on this was when we first started meeting again, I said you got to repent like Nineveh. The Lord, the Holy Spirit said that. You got to repent like Nineveh and fight like Judah. God always told Judah to go up first. Remember?
Yeah.
All right. I saw something. I revisited it yesterday. And the Lord, in the first chapter of Judges, they followed they put Judah first. They said, let Judah go up first. And Judah said, come on with me, Simeon, and we fight. Okay, so they won. They were obedient. That was the last perfect battle because of Israel. Because Israel never did that again. Except with the exception of the wars of David. They obeyed the kings. And Saul. They obeyed Saul. Uh-huh. But what's the common denominator? Caleb was still alive. He was still a governing authority that they would respect. Caleb, Joshua and Caleb. Joshua died, Caleb was still alive. So they followed Judah. The Battle of Dan, when he killed a man's concubine, he cut him and he had cut in pieces and sent all of them. They came to Battle of Dan. Mm-hmm. They had enough sense to pray. And the Lord said, let Judah go up first. Mm-hmm. Then it said Israel went up first and they lost three times. Or they lost two times. They had a loss in the third battle, but they won. But that was a lot of loss because they didn't stick with the perfect plan of God. Now, this is what I want to point out. Our authority always works with obedience. Nobody's authority ever works without obedience. Mm-hmm. Obedience is so important. But sometimes people are afraid to obey or apprehensive to obey.
Yeah,
or their will is too strong against it. And this is the little fox that has been spoiling the vine for centuries. This is why California is making crazy laws and electing crazy people to kill crazy laws.
Well, the big thing is, too, most people don't understand what subjection, being humble and being subject to
authority. They can't see the value in it.
They no authority. You know, I can do whatever I want to, mm-hmm. regardless of what you say. Mm-hmm. And that is not true.
And the problem with them, they won't honor. They've like said, you know, homosexuals won't honor.
Right.
It's death. They can't see the demonic spirit trying to take everything from you. I love the person, but I hate their trap. I hate the spirit behind it because I know what it's going to do to them. Yeah.
But Satan's not going to tell them that. He never tells them up front.
He's not going to tell them the truth.
Exactly.
They're going to end up some hell.
Never tell the truth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be tormented. Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Rickman went to hell and saw what happens to people that go, I don't want no soul to go.
Mm-hmm.
If a person is deceived, just like the prodigal son, anybody can receive redemption and come out of that mess. And that's the heritage that we preach. Mm-hmm.
Did you know why he said Judah go first?
Praise.
Yeah, praise and worship. That's all. See, I mean, that's all they had to do is pray. Sometimes we can get ourselves out of a lot of stuff if we just praise and worship.
That's where we're powerful. Mm-hmm. That's what Ephesians 1 is showing us. It's not your strength. You can't trust it. Mm-hmm. It's not like fighting Germans in World War II.
Yeah.
You're killing men with machine guns. Our weapons are better than that.
Yeah.
We can win and there'll be no casualties.
Yeah, because we're going against spirit.
If we fight the spiritual war,
spirit,
good enough,
we won't have
to fight a natural war.
Amen. But the Hebrew word is Shema, obedience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we fight the spiritual war correctly, we won't have to fight these natural wars. Because our enemies will have gotten saved or subdued.
That's how the East Berlin Wall came down. They were saying it was protest, but it wasn't. There were preachers over there praying.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where we're powerful. Yeah, when we yield to, you can't go to war with your own wit.
No.
And I'm smart, a demon, a devil, and fallen angels that saw God's face and know more than you. And they do know how you think. They do. The Lord showed me that. Never mind that. But God knows what He's doing. When we yield to Him, now God is involved. And because we're yielded and obedient, now the angels are involved.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Remember when I showed you that crazy dream that the enemy had come up with the T-Rex and a stealth bomber that was the size of 2 or 3 acres. I mean, this thing was huge. It could have covered this whole ground of where the church is. It was huge. And I was trying to muster people to fight. Let's kill this T-Rex and we got to fight. But in the distance, it didn't attack. It was trying to produce fear. And I wouldn't be afraid. And it stayed where it was. If they really had the advantage, all they had to do was kill us. But they couldn't. they were the T-Rex was trying to produce fear, but I wouldn't be afraid. So it stayed back, and it got under the stealth fighter to look like a bigger threat. And I still wasn't afraid. I said, we need to get together. And the guys I was talking to, they were doing, one of them was tuning his carburetor. He wasn't even paying me no attention.
Sleeping church?
Yes.
Christian unaware, that's what Jude said.
That's when the natural wars will start, when the church go to sleep and do nothing. Uh-huh. When you watch TV, oh, that's terrible. And then turn it off and forget about it. No, you have to break yokes. And the way we do it, the way we win battles is to look to God. That's what Judah was doing, praise. I'm glad Mary brought that. The Judah means praise. But Judah had, that was the tribe that had the revelation, we can't do this by itself. Now, people that will pray and get and yield to God like that, by the proud, they can look weak.
Yes.
Judah may not have had the most strongest looking men, but that didn't matter. When God wants to solve a problem, he finds somebody of faith. And most of the time, people will look over that person.
Yes.
Oh, they don't know nothing.
You know, but, a good example is David and Goliath. Goliath looked at David like, yeah. You're going to want a boy.
Against a giant.
And not only everybody else was too scared to go, but he was not. He didn't see a giant. And neither do you when you see God.
But you know why? The chapter above that he had been anointed.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Anointed for the king.
Your anointing. He also put himself in remembrance of who the Father was.
Yeah.
If you go to God's presence.
Anointed for that battle. And we anointed for our battle.
But he also spoke the covenant of God. He says, who are you?
Right.
He started out.
Uncircumcised Philistine.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something. If you go in God's presence enough, you're going to be clued in that the world, your anointing outclasses all of the world.
Amen.
He said it right there. I just read it.
Jesus.
All the power of the enemy. David said it. All the power of the enemy. Now, the anointing works with obedience. God will give you something to obey.
Amen.
If you obey that, you've activated heaven.
Amen.
In the behalf of us. I can't count. I don't know how many times the Lord woke me up and had me praying in the spirit. And then he'll talk for something. Sometimes I know who it is, sometimes I don't. But I pray till I break through.
Amen.
Your praise is not how many guns you have. And I believe in prep, and people like to prep and have guns and ammunition. That's good for what it is. But if Henry Groove said, if you win the spiritual war, there'll be no casualties. I'd rather get a brother saved and shoot him.
It's 10:26. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
You know, I want to point out one thing, though. Yeah. Okay. In Ephesians, but you can look at it anywhere. It doesn't matter where it's at. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, no one can come to me. No one. I don't care who it is out there. Mm-hmm. Unless the Father draws him. Mm-hmm. Okay. When he said, blessed are thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, the Father. And that's what it says right here in Ephesians. The Father is the one who's done all this. The Father predestined us to be in Christ. The Father is the one who's gave us the inheritance. It's the Father. So my prayer is adjusted to this. My prayers now are repentance through the Father. The Father draws these people into Jesus.
Come on now.
Because these people are dying and going straight to hell, and they will be tortured down there for eternity.
Yeah.
You have no imagination how bad the torture is going to be either. There's nothing you can even think of that will be as worse. It will be for them people being in hell, being tortured. We need to be in prayer about these people and repent for them. Repent. Say, God, Father, draw them to Jesus. Because I'm here to tell you, it's up to us to do this. This is the reason why sleeping churches caused this to happen.
If we don't win, they will
Jesus.
Not.
Jesus.
And it's time to quit.
That is right.
It's time to repent for ourselves because we let it happen.
Mm-hmm. If we don't win, they win.
And that's the truth. Authority, we got to take an action now on that authority. Because mm-hmm. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing these young people, especially now they're teaching it in kindergarten.
Yeah, it's crazy. God, we give up.
Righteous anger. I feel like it's righteous anger.
It is. I'm just as angry. I said, Lord, what do I do? What? I see the same thing. What's
Lord?
And then he give me a plan. He show me what to do. And I have to do what he say. And it'll work.
Yes.
So do you. Whatever he say, obedience is attached. Is the reason your authority works.
Amen.
All right.
Let them tell what you want. Then we might dismiss.
One of the things that I love, too, about the Passion Translation is one verse where it says that Christ is always going towards God face to face.
Amen. Yes.
And if he's displeased,
we are too.
If I'm face to face, I can tell when he's happy. I can tell when he's displeased with something I've done or said, when he's angry. If I'm face to face, if when we are going towards God and we're set our face like flint to be face to face with him, we're not going to even see what's over here. And we'll be fighting that battle and winning
when
it.
When you're watching him, you're strong.
Exactly.
And you can sense things.
So
he said he would guide us with his eye. I'm just
saying. You do it focused, though. Your focus,
you focus because with your parents, if you were misbehaving, they didn't have to say anything. They're like,
oh, mine didn't. All they had to do was look at you. And you know,
they would guide
if you didn't
with their
move,
eye.
You were in trouble big time.
But they guided you with their eye. They were like,
So we need to stay
concentrated.
I have sensed victory in him. You know, he'll bring it into this realm through you.
Yes.
You can't, you don't, and we used to preach at the family reunion, and but you can't depend on other people. They might not have a bad day. You might have. You know, we used to do tag team preaching, but you have to be ready for whatever happens.
Yes.
If somebody else, if they can't get on board, sometimes it's down to you.
Yes.
What God can do through the, but now, with all these things, you're not going to be no good if you're not at rest. Be at peace. There are problems out there. There are going to always be problems out there, but focus on him and enjoy him. One day I said, I see the problems, but I'm not going to despair. I'm going to enjoy life, and I'm going to enjoy God.
Exactly.
And then he'll do something, and it works. He gave you just what it. Sometimes he tell me things that to do, and then I do it, and then he tell me how it works. I can't see it, but that don't matter. When you bring something into this realm, it's here. And you just have to stay alive to God. You can't do this. Don't despair. Focus on him and enjoy life. Enjoy him.
It's been good, brother. Almost 10:30. Y'all gonna have to.
Yeah, we got to go. We're way out of time. Dave, you want to pray on us?
Thank you for the steak and potatoes.
Dave, you're closing out.
I just want to say this, Thurston. I've been looking for a definition for the fear of the Lord. And what you just preached on obedience, that's it.
That is
Jesus
really
was obedient in all things.
All the way to death.
I want to give you a CD.
Thank you, Lord.
From, what's his name, Joseph Prince, that I've been listening to, and he talks a lot about the difference in what people are preaching of being afraid of God. He says, no, that was the Old Testament way. And he was saying about being in respect of God, not fear as they had a slavish fear, but more of a sonship. So I'm going to give you that CD now. It was a wonderful, it's really helped me.
That's good. Now, listen. Y'all, we're going to have to do this.
All right.
It's church time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Big passion.